Think pink, Sissy. Always think pink. Let pink rule your life as you sink. Sink down into effeminacy. Sink down under my control. Becoming weaker. Becoming more submissive. Becoming girly to the point of parody. Wrists limp and a sway in your step. Lisping and cowering in your frilly dress and petticoat. So far away from the life you once knew. So far away from the man you pretended to be. Your little head is fuzzy now. And all that matters is my voice. You want to sink for me. Sink into the pink for me. Become a sissy cream puff for me. That's why you listen to my words all day long. That's why you listen to this file on loop as you go about your day. You need my voice in your life. You need my brainwashing. You need the pleasure that comes from being the biggest sissy you can be, from being as girly as you can be. You're engaged in a process of radical emasculation. You are cutting anything that might be considered masculine or male out of your life completely. You cannot stand the thought of being a man. Dressing and acting like a man makes you feel so gross. It's not who you are. It's not who you want to be. The thought of wearing male underwear makes you want to throw up. The musky masculine scent of aftershave on your skin makes you queasy. You long to be bathed in satin and lace. You long to feel silk against your skin. And you long for your little sissy stick to be locked away. Yes, you don't like getting hard anymore. You want to stay soft and limp like a sissy. You long to be in chastity and for someone to take the key. You don't want to have one of those hard throbbing cocks that makes your mouth water. That's not who you are at all. You want to be soft and delicate in your pink panties. You want to be small and limp and under control. Feel that need now, Sissy. Feel how much you long to be the girliest of girls. You want to be weak. You want to be submissive. You want to be effeminate. You don't care what people think. You like it when people laugh. You like the thought of them gossiping behind your back. You realize that people think you're pathetic. You like it. You like the humiliation. And that's why your sissy desires are becoming more and more extreme. You are desperate to be dressed in taffeta and lace. You need to feel soft panties against your skin. You need to be surrounded by effeminacy. Your clothes, your home, the way you talk and move, all should reflect your true nature, your sissy nature. Your friends should reflect your true nature. Your male friends are starting to think you're kind of strange and are distancing themselves from you. You need sissy friends. Friends who understand you. Friends you can cuddle and kiss and share all of your sissy secrets with. Friends you can show off your frilly panties to. Sissy friends who are just like you. Feel the arousal now as you picture yourself kissing and hugging your sissy best friend. Feel the pleasure as you imagine your locked sissy sticks rubbing against each other. Feel the love as you kiss and your tongues swirl around in each other's warm, wet mouths. You want this. You need a sissy friend. You need someone to dress up with and dress up for. Someone just like you. Someone who understands. And you're going to do everything possible to make that happen. You are never a man. But you're also not quite a girl. You're a sissy. A limp-wristed, effeminate sissy. And it's time to accept that. You're not just a cross-dresser. You're not someone who wishes to live or appear as a conventional woman. No. You crave to be as effeminate as possible, and you want everyone to see who you truly are. You're determined to feminize every aspect of your life. You're determined to become the sissy cream puff of your dreams. You don't care what anyone thinks anymore. You have clarity and direction at last. You're desperate to become a prissy, frilly fairy. You need to become a limp-wristed pansy, a parody of femininity, all wrapped up in satin and lace. You adore sissy dresses and ruffled panties with lace petticoats that make your skirt stick out so you can show off your panties to the boys. Imagine it now, sissy, with the men you know, with the men who were once your friends, mincing and lisping before them and showing them your frilly panties, blowing them kisses and posing for them, craving their strong hands on your body. So different to you, so strong, whilst you are so weak. The thought makes you tingle. It makes you shiver with pleasure that comes from deep inside your mind. You're desperate for people to know what a sissy you are, and it's becoming obvious. Soon everyone will be able to tell. The more you feminize your life, the more you reveal who you truly are, and it feels delicious. It feels like freedom, and it makes you fizz inside. Let my words dance in your mind all day long, sissy. Let my voice speak to the essence of who you are. Let me brainwash you. Let me change you. Let me help you to become the biggest sissy you can possibly be. Crave it. Want it. Crave to become completely effeminate. Crave to become weak and pretty and happy and so gay. Need it more than you've ever needed it before, and make a commitment that you're going to do everything possible to make it happen. Yes, whatever you're doing as you listen to my words, make that commitment now. Make a commitment that you're going to become as effeminate as possible. Make a commitment to becoming a sissy cream puff for the rest of your life. Knead it more powerfully than you ever have before, and feel your body explode with pleasure as you realize it's now inevitable. You're going to listen to my files as often as possible, and you're going to become the mincing, lisping fairy of your dreams. Nothing can change it now, sweetie. You're in far too deep to ever go back to the life you once had. Your desires are too strong and growing stronger with every word I say. Every change you make to your life just drives you forward. Every change you make brings more intense pleasure. This is your life now, your destiny, and your dream. You're such a lucky sissy to be permitted to travel on this journey with me as your guide. Sink into the pink now as you accept your life is about to change. Sink into the pink as you realize the man you pretended to be is never coming back. You're going to emasculate yourself in every possible way. You're going to be in the frilliest pink panties every single day. It's all you can think about. How to fully feminize your life. How to become the girliest of the sissy girls. And every time you see the color pink, it will drive you forward. The color pink is your magical sissy trigger. The color pink always makes you think of how much of a sissy cream puff you're going to become. Pink is your life now. You want to surround yourself with it. Pink bed covers, pink stationery, pink household goods, pink toenails and fingernails, pink lipstick, a glittery pink cover for your phone, and of course pink panties. The more you see the color pink, the stronger your desires become. The more you see the color pink, the more of a sissy you become. You can't help it. You're out of control. Every time you see the color pink, your wrists go limp. You start to lisp and mince, and you feel desperate to become the girliest of girls. You want to surround yourself with pink satin and lace. You want to be triggered over and over again. And you will be triggered over and over again. So think pink, sissy. Always think pink. Picture the color pink in your mind now. Picture pink panties in your mind now. Picture a pink satin dress with frothy lace petticoats in your mind. Picture pink lipstick and nail polish in your mind. And understand that from now on, whenever you see the colour pink, you will immediately be reminded of what a sissy you are. Sink into the pink now, sissy. Sink into the pink and sink into sissy bliss. The colour pink always makes you sink. The colour pink always brings a sissy bliss. That's why you want to surround yourself with everything pink. You love pink, and you love sparkles, and you love glitter, and you love frills. You're going to surround yourself with these things as much as you possibly can. The colour pink makes you weak. The colour pink makes you submissive. And the colour pink makes you effeminate and very aroused. Let my words comfort you as you listen all day long. Let my words remove any doubts or fears. I am with you, sissy girl. You're not alone. I want this for you. I want you to become the sissy cream puff of your dreams. So let go of any negativity. Let go of all of those silly thoughts that have held you back. You deserve this. You're worth this. You need this. You deserve to feel pleasure. You deserve to live the life you were born to live. And it feels good to accept that. It feels right. Your sissy lifestyle is your sanctuary now. Your sissy lifestyle is your safe space. Satin and frills and taffeta and lace bring you pleasure and peace. And descending into effeminacy will always bring you comfort. When you're all dressed up, like the sissy cream puff you are, then any anxiety you have disappears. You have certainty. You're living your sissy dream. It's trying to be a man that's always caused anxiety. It's trying to live up to the male role that has always caused you shame. You were never quite tough enough. The rough and tumble of the boys scared you. Their banter and crude jokes upset you. And that's okay. It's completely understandable. You were never a boy. You never fitted in, even though you tried so hard. And now you can stop trying and become the sweet, submissive sissy you were always meant to be. Feel the bliss as you accept this. Feel the bliss as you accept that you were never one of the boys. Feel the bliss as you commit to becoming the biggest sissy cream puff you can possibly be. Feel it in your heart, like it might just burst with joy. Feel it, and sparkle like the sissy you are. Let that giddy excitement wash over you and drive you forward in your life. You've got this, sissy. You're becoming your true self at last, and it feels so good. You will never be one of the boys, but you will be surrounded by sissy friends who love you just as much as you love them. You will never have sex as a man again, but your little sissy stick might end up locked in a permanent chastity cage and tucked away in pink frilly panties. It's exciting. It feels so special. It's what you've needed for your whole life, and now it's happening. Feel the bliss, sissy. Feel the pleasure. Feel the arousal as you accept yourself as the limp-wristed fairy you've always been inside, the sissy cream puff, the effeminate pansy, the limp-wristed, mincing, lisping piece of sissy fluff of your dreams. You're free at last, free from all that nasty social conditioning, free from the expectation to be a man, free from the denial you've always felt about your true nature, free from the pressure to have relationships or to try and impress the girls. You will never have a relationship like that with a woman again, sissy. You will never have sex with a woman again. Your little sissy stick doesn't want that. She never did. She wants something else, and we both know what that is. And now you're free to explore all of your sissy desires, so let them overwhelm you. Let them define your life. Become the sissy cream puff you were born to be. It's happening, sissy. It's finally happening. and that makes you sparkle with sissy bliss. So listen to this file as often as possible. Listen to this file on loop as you go about your day. Listen to this file and think pink sissy, and know that your life is about to change in so many exciting and erotic ways. Think pink sissy. Always think pink and sink into bliss.